It's August 2nd, 2022. I'm J. Samuel Deal, and this is The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting 2022 edition. How's it going, everybody? We're going to jump straight into our NPC for the evening. NPC number 2, The Grim Displaced. This NPC is designed for a sci-fi campaign. Let's get started. The Grim Displaced. Uneasy and distraught, the Seeker knows the price of exploring the distant and surreal. Born to the chaos of the cosmos, with a life spent chasing a dream, a cure, but eventually landing on private acceptance and compassion, they find themselves a speaker for the unknown, a witness, and a healer of hearts. Bodies are molded by discomfort and woes as they age, but some are cast to pain straight from the forge. The Grim Displaced was born on a world fluctuating between the physical and the immaterial, and has spent a lifetime feeling their flesh racked between realities. They sought cures, traveled to distant enclaves, found sister moons, but never found salvation. Only sympathetic voices and long-lost cousins that shared the same fate. Left with a sense of acceptance, they've come to rest before the next big challenge brings them back into the heavens. They can be encouraged by those who seek the unknown, or coaxed to help guide those whose pain and condition need a hand of compassion and a lesson in crafted family. The Grim Displaced can be made distraught over the loss of such connection, or fear of a worsening condition as the immaterial looms closer. They do not wish to become a ghost adrift in stellar planes. As a semi-retired explorer, they can share their knowledge of distant stars, hidden paths among the mountains, and the secret ways of the galaxy. They are knowledgeable about the limitations of medicine and can help guide those learning to deal with a body reforged by life's dangers. In space and slipstream stories, they are an explorer looking to the rim of known space and wondering what's out there, their bodies objecting to the gravity-freed movement, but still advancing forward. In ages of discovery, they're an explorer of distant shores, with parts replaced with interesting prosthetics and a ship built to support them. As long as there's a wind to sail by, their eyes will be set firmly to the horizon. In fantasy, they're a world jumper, always looking for a way to stabilize their presence in reality and saving those who can't find a place to land. Never lost for long, and hope always within reach, the Grim Displaced may not always be the source of joy, but they will always see to the survival of their friends. They seek not to be an example, nor to be a hero, only to share a kind word and a sense of exploration. So that's The Grim Displaced. One of the things that I'm glad that we're seeing in a modern world of gaming is the place of disabled heroes amongst adventurers. Fantasy, sci-fi, these things allow us to present ourselves with quote-unquote ideal bodies, ideal shapes, ideal forms. But sometimes having the ability to bring forth a character that has a echo of what you go through in their story, it makes that experience better. Because you get to experience a sense of heroism, a sense of wonder, a sense of the fantastic, but with a form similar to your own, a form that echoes and understands your discomforts, your pains, but still gets to do wonderful things, see beautiful sights, and be amazing. And so that's what The Grim Displaced is meant to represent, the type of character who was birthed to such pain, but still gets to do the amazing. So, like with the others, I hope you use The Grim Displaced in your game. in your table, in your story, whatever, let me know. I always want to know what anybody's doing with these. It would make me super happy just to hear one of them in a story. That said, the audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Market Street 2076 sound set. Please see the website for individual songs and sound usage. The text for this episode is shared under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.